This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is, in the historical annals of the personal finance industry, a concept known as the latte factor. It goes like this. Give up the grande, half-calf, soy, mocha, whatever. You take that money and invest it, and you'll have enough to retire on. It's an idea that first surfaced in Money magazine back in the mid-1990s. Commentator Helene Olin was writing a personal finance column for the Los Angeles Times back then, and she has this bit of history.
By the late 1990s, the idea we were wasting our money on Starbucks was common discourse.
She treated me to the Arabian mocha java.
And you misinterpret this how?
She's sticking it to me that she makes more money than me.
But that coffee was the cause of our financial woes only made the big time when it was highlighted by David Bach, a Bay Area financial advisor. He calculated that giving up a latte could net a woman up to $2 million. That's right, $2 million. Are you latteing away your future? Bach asked his readers. Bach came up with his $2 million by doubling the price of a latte to $5. Remember, this is 1999. And he assumed an 11% return on investment. Bach's return neglected to account for a little thing called inflation and another one called taxes. But the latte factor didn't hit the big time till 2004 when Oprah Winfrey discovered it.
If you like money, if you need money, if you'd like to have some money, this is a show for you. Take a look.
Within a month, the latte factor had gone viral. To be fair, Bach's latte factor was about all our small expenses, not just coffee. The latte factor sounded like common sense, but it didn't jive with the reality of how we lived our financial lives. We weren't spending more on luxuries, no matter what we thought. We were spending less. Instead, the cost of housing, healthcare, and education were all going up at rates well beyond our salaries and inflation. Think of it this way. At $5 per latte, I would need to give up 260 caffeinated drinks per month to pay my monthly health insurance bill. I think I need a coffee just to recover from that.
Helene Olin is the author of Pound Foolish, Exposing the Dark Side of the Personal Finance Industry.